Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Doug Messier. Doug keeps a Substack page following the developments in commercial space especially. Here, an asteroid capture and mining company partnering with the Space Force and with the Air Force Academy and other partners to come. Doug gives us some of the background, the backstory of asteroid capturing and how what they're proposing in the test up to the real thing, the asteroid belt being a little beyond reach right now. We'll get there. Here's Doug on capturing an asteroid, bringing it back, parking it in orbit, and mining it. That's the plan. Just like the Klondike, once upon a time. More of this tonight.
They're going to spend 2 years at Air Force Academy and TransAstra developing various technologies needed to capture, process and transport asteroids. So the plan is to find asteroids that may have volatiles, may have metals, water, carbon, using the Sutter telescope that they're developing. And then they'd go out, send a spacecraft out there with a large capture bag. It would capture the asteroid and then use fluids from the asteroid to use the propulsion system, to power the propulsion system that would get the asteroid back to a stable location near Earth where it could be processed. And it would be processed using basic technologies, optical mining. So it would use sunlight to break down the asteroid. It would then process that by heating it up and then separate the metals that they needed. And this is needed for it. It very much reduces the amount of the cost and the amount of materials that can be shipped up from Earth very expensively. And basically, you'd be looking for water, iron, nickel, silicates, rocket propellants. They could create radiation shielding for human habitats. Process semiconductors, structural materials, all the things you need to do construction in space and produce materials that you don't have to ship up from Earth. So it's a very interesting program, and the research is going to be done jointly with the U.S. Air Force Academy, and cadets will be involved in doing the work and the R&D. And it also seems to be an effort by TransAstra to attract investors. So there's a video where Joel Circle sort of Sell talks about that, looking for investment to further this technology.